boat insurance, and that should make you and your boat very happy.
Sandra would like to remind you that safety can be a beautiful thing. Right now, lease a 2013 Volvo S60 T5 Premier for only $298 a month for 24 months. Yep, safe never looked so good. It's a message from SunTrip, Missouri's oldest and largest Volvo dealer. More than 200 Volvos in stock at two locations, West County Volvo on Manchester and SunTrip Volvo, O'Fallon, Missouri.
$26.99 due at signing, plus tax, title, and license with approved credit. Mileage restrictions apply.
A message from Wilkie Window and Door.
When you're replacing windows in your home, Anderson 400 Series windows give you more. More selection, more performance, more confidence. All from the most trusted name in windows. It's no wonder they're in more homes than any other window. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors. We make replacement solutions happen.
Available at Wilkie Window and Door. Visit our showrooms in St. Charles, Fenton, and Shallow. Or go to wilkiewindow.com. You'll be glad you did.
Believe it or not, that was not a musical instrument. I did that with my mouth.
Whoa.
That's hard to believe, I know. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't see one light lit, which means you have waited till now to call, but now would be the time to call because Jose Hernandez is in the studio. You have a question. You're confused. You're trying to buy a television. You don't have a clue. What screen, what size, LCD, LED, blah, 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 plasma, cell phone, Android, smartphone, iPhone, whatever, computer, RAM, blah, blah. This is the guy. This is your chance. Free advice. Here we go. 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. We thank the folks at ORIC. And the 7 locally owned and operated ORIC Home Care Centers. They are wonderful stores. Be sure to tell them your AM, the PM, go look around. You'll be glad you went in one. You say, I don't need a vacuum cleaner. You don't have to. They have lots of other great stuff as well. ORIC is proud to present Jose Hernandez. Hello, Jose. I don't hear anything.
Uh-oh.
I don't hear a microphone.
I got it on there.
You are not on. Blah, blah, nothing.
Oh, you might have to move there.
Yeah, Jose is moving to another microphone.
Mic down.
Yeah. microphone down. Code blue. Code blue. We're going to fix this, folks. This will take a mere seconds. Now give me the old testing one, too.
Check one.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, we have it.
We have backup everything. This place, when they built this station, somebody said, but what if? What if a mic goes down? No problem. What if a screen on the computer? We've got
backup
for the backup system.
Yep. We need backup.
You talk
here.
About state of the art. Oh, that's right. It was the estate of Art Fleming.
That's right.
That we got this equipment. How you doing, Jose?
I'm excellent, Frank. How are you?
I'm great. I don't have anything to add to what you're going to say. I haven't discovered any new technology beyond nothing.
No.
No, we're just going to rely on you. What do you have?
Happy 10th birthday to LinkedIn. That is the social site like Facebook, only it is for supposedly business professionals.
Yeah.
The company was founded December 2002, but the actual application didn't launch until May 5th of 2003.
Every day.
It's a very invasive application.
Well, every day I get an invitation.
Yeah.
On more than one, and I just delete. I don't do LinkedIn.
You have a Facebook page?
Nope.
Oh, see, there you go.
Not interested in anybody knowing
what I do. We did set you up one, but yeah, you don't use it.
We have a show Facebook page.
Yeah, a show page. Yeah.
I like technology. I just can't imagine anybody caring what I'm doing every day, and I can't imagine wanting to know where they are, what they're doing.
So you don't.
I don't
want
to look
either.
Up people I went to school with. No, I don't tweet. I don't care about that. I want to go home and watch TV and eat. That's what I want.
I think you'd be surprised the number of people that would follow your Twitter account.
Well, one of these days I may find out. But then you run the risk of being embarrassed. I have 8 followers. You know, I mean, then that's humiliating. So we'll see. I'll get there.
GameStop is getting ready to end its PlayStation 2 trade-in policy.
No, I still use my PlayStation 2.
Yes. As of June 1st, they will stop giving you money to trade in your PlayStation game consoles, the games themselves, and accessories. Just to put it in perspective, PlayStation 2 is the best-selling video game console of all time. They've sold over 150 million units and 1.5 billion game titles.
If any gamers are listening, and I know the chances are slim, I've rediscovered black.
Oh,
I've started
fine.
The levels again. If there is a version of that that's out for a newer PlayStation or an Xbox, I'd be willing to trade mine in if I can get black for another system.
I would presume that a 3 would be backwardly compatible to the black and PlayStation
right.
2.
I'll check on it.
Online retailers, we're going to get ready. We're about to have a tax increase. Currently in the Senate, they're getting ready to vote.
Oh, let's discuss that, please. Like that, we had a caller earlier.
She called the wrong station.
She called the wrong show.
And basically, it just amounts to we're going to have a tax increase of roughly 7% on anything you buy anywhere.
An increase of 7?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah,
wow.
roughly 7% is the average sales tax from state to state to state.
Are you saying it's going to go to 14?
No,
it was at zero.
I'm saying it was at zero,
Now
it's going to 7.
Okay.
Hotmail is finally dead. A little over 400 million users have finally moved over to Outlook.com. Staples is one of the first major companies to start selling 3D printers. And 3D printers are what those folks are using to print their own guns.
Oh, it's I saw that today. The first
Diane Feinstein and her crowd.
Entire gun printed.
Yeah. They're selling a Cube 3D from 3D Systems. It's going to be, manufacturer suggested retail price is $1,299, $1,200, $1,300. And you can print anything that'll fit within a 5.5 by 5.5 by 5.5 cube.
I don't go back to 3D printer. It's something I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're going to print. Let's say it's a gun.
Okay.
How do you get material that will withstand the heat? Or you want a 3D print a motor?
Well, this kid, I think it was plastic, he
modified the.
Dipped it in some.
It's a custom plastic, and then you can dip it. If you want longevity out of the weapon, you're still going to need some sort of steel, like a barrel and a firing pin of that nature.
But most weapons like this aren't fired a lot.
These are complete
home protection.
Let us say that you live in Syria, and things are going to heck in a handbasket over in Syria, and you want to be able to defend yourself or your family. If you've got a 3D printer in about 8 hours, you can print a gun that will allow you to defend yourself and your family.
Wow.
I think the only piece that was metal was a little nail.
Yeah. Give me another example of something a 3D printer can make, something complicated. Can it make, okay, let's say.
I saw about 6 months ago, they printed out, what is that,
an adjustable wrench. Yeah,
with the little scroll wheel in the middle of it. What wrench is that called?
So do you have to 3D print the little scrolling?
Nope. All at once.
It works.
It works. Yeah.
Dude, that's unbelievable to me.
And it's durable enough
to
turn.
So what they can do is send a 3D printer to the space station. And when they break apart or need a specific tool, instead of sending them the tool, they send them the computer file and they print their own.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Take a steam iron, all right? Just an iron, like you would iron your pants with. Could you take a 3D printer and make an iron?
Yes.
And it would work.
It'd have to be durable enough to withstand the heat.
Well, you print it in metal instead of plastic. 3D printers will also print in metal.
But an iron is a combination of plastic and metal. The handle's plastic. The reservoir for water is plastic.
Right, but you'd make it all out of metal at that point. You'd build it to the highest durability requirement.
What about the electronic components that heated up the electrical coil? What about all that? How does that get in there? How does that get in the iron?
That's a good question. I don't know.
When you print it, are you printing the circuitry and the electrical components?
Print the individual parts and then put it together.
Yeah, you would probably have to add the heating coil later because that's out of a different material than what you're printing it in.
When I saw
it's a different printer
a couple of years ago, a year ago, when I saw the video of the 3D printer, I thought it was a magic act. No, I thought it was a joke. I thought, okay, this is a good one. And then I realized it actually does this.
Yeah, and we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. They're printing stuff, things with the living cells. They're printing ears.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
It's amazing.
Nope, that's all I got.
All right. Phone calls are hot. They're all lit up. Let's go. We'll start with Al. Al, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Al?
I'm AM to PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I got a quick question here. My test manager's not working correctly. I hit the Control-Alt-Delete, bring the task manager up, and all it brings up is the task menu. It doesn't bring up anything else.
There aren't any tabs across the top?
No.
Interesting. Have you scanned it for viruses lately?
I thought Norton did that automatically.
Okay. Have you scanned it for any malware using malwarebytes.org?
I haven't done that.
You might want to scan it for malware because it sounds like something may be taking functions away from your task manager so you can't end whatever the bad program is.
Right. Okay.
And that's usually the first symbol of it, is it'll take away the ability to end itself.
Very good.
Al, thank you for
the... Power Doctor and Norton, they're combining now, right?
I'm sorry?
Are you familiar with Spyware Doctor?
No.
I think that's, well, it doesn't matter. I'll go ahead and try to scan it with Norton tonight and see what they say.
Very good.
What was the other one?
Malwarebytes.
Malwarebytes. Okay, very good.
Al, thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
All right. Tim is next. Tim, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. How are you today?
I'm good, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Got a quick question for you. I'm trying to convert a PDF file to Word, and I was wondering if there's any free programs out there to accomplish that.
I don't know of any personally, but I'm sure there are several available. If you'll go to download.com and type in PDF converter to Word.
Dot DOC?
.doc is what, or DOCX.
Okay.
It should list the programs. They're freeware, shareware, trialware.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. I appreciate it.
All right, Tim, thank you.
Thank you.
Jeff is here. Jeff, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose, how you doing?
Good, Jeff.
Oh, good. We bought a Blu-ray player that has internet capability,
mm-hmm.
and the directions are they're wonderful. They tell you all kinds of stuff, sort of.
Yep.
It says in the back there's a USB port, and that's where I'm going to put something that's going to allow me to get to the UVerse hub.
Okay.
What am I putting in there? Is it like a dongle that connects to a wireless internet?
Yeah, it probably is a Wi-Fi connection of some kind.
Okay, because I
do you not have hardwire network to the hub?
I do, but the hub is at one end of the room, and the Blu-ray is at the other.
Okay.
where the television is.
Okay. The other thing you can do is go to YouTube and put your model number in.
Uh-huh.
And search for videos, and I'm sure there's some 11-year-old out there that's done several installations of these things and can show you how to do it quickly.
That's what I thought. All right. Thanks, Jose.
Thank you, Jeff. You know, I'm sitting here thinking about these people, older people, some of them, who are into this stuff. I'm thinking about my dad right now. Here's what my dad can do. He turns the TV on, and he turns it off, and sometimes he messes that up. And if he hits the wrong button and he hits source, he calls my brother and goes,
yeah.
My cable's out! And my brother goes over, hits source, and now it's okay again. My dad, if I said Blu-ray, he'd think it was Ray Charles when he had a sad day. He wouldn't have any idea what we're talking about. My dad's the one who a couple of years ago says, what is all this WWW stuff? What does that mean? Is that World War W? What? And I just thought, we're never going to get him. He's never going to have a computer. He's never going to be part of any of this. He missed it, and it's going to stay that way. Wayne is next. Wayne, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Wayne?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Question. I have a new Kodak printer. It has the fax and everything on it. It's supposed to have Wi-Fi. I didn't get my cable with it to hook up to my laptop, but isn't there some way that the laptop can go into Wi-Fi on the Kodak printer?
There are a couple ways that printers like that do Wi-Fi. Some of them attach to the current Wi-Fi network that you have. And what you do is you can go in through their setup panel and assign it an IP address and what they call the ID for your network and the password to get on. Some of them are their own transmitters, their own Wi-Fi network, and you have to attach to them.
Right. This one has a little blue thing that lights up that says Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
On the front, so that would be maybe its own Wi-Fi?
Could be. Have you Googled it, the model name and number, and find out what the instruct? They should have the online. You got the manual. If you don't have it, you'd be able to pull it down from their website, from Kodak's website on installation.
Right. I went in under Kodak and put it in. I just can't get my computer to recognize the Wi-Fi for some reason. It lights up and goes blue, but that's about all it does whenever I do that.
Again, the other thing, like I recommended earlier, head over to YouTube. And put that model in and see if somebody's got a video on how to hook them up. I tend to be more visual than written, so if someone can actually show me how to do it versus I have to read it.
No, I agree.
That's step by step.
YouTube is the new Time Life book series.
It is.
There's nothing you can't find out how to do on YouTube.
The new Encyclopedia Britannica.
John, thank you for the call.
It's Wayne.
Wayne. I called him John because John is actually next.
This is John.
John, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. What's up, man?
How much, John? How are you?
I'm okay. Hey, here's my question. I got an old desktop computer, and the power button broke.
Yes?
and I would like to get the files that are on the hard drive. Is there any way I can hook that up to my laptop and download those files, or do I need to take it to like a repair shop or something?
You can remove the hard drive from the old unit, and then you can likely go to one of the big box stores and get what they call an external drive enclosure. And basically, that's just a USB interpreter for the drive, and you basically stuff the drive in the little aluminum box and plug it into the USB port on your other machine, and you should be able to get to all the files.
Okay. How much those usually run, you know?
Less than $50.
Okay. All right. Good enough. Thank you.
John, thank you. It's the first day I can remember in a long time where we have no women. Usually, you get the women calling in here. I don't know. We've got a ladies drought today. So we go to Dan. Dan, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. Hey, gang.
Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Dan?
Jose, I'll give you a quick background as to what's going on, and then you can tell me. I'm trying to recover and eat my old Hotmail address. Made me think of it when you said Hotmail. I switched my email account with my iTunes, mm-hmm. so now I can't get any of my music library loaded onto into my iTunes.
Right.
My issue is I haven't used the Hotmail address for probably 4 years. I have no idea what the password is. The security question, I've tried filling out their MSN form. And they're not allowing me access. Do you have any ideas?
Is it just the iTunes that you're worried about?
Well, the problem is I reset my iTunes password, and the email went to my Hotmail account. So to be able to reset my iTunes password, I have to use that email, which is in the iTunes account.
Well, you are screwed.
Or in the Hotmail.
Oh,
yeah, this is a mess.
Likely the easier, and it won't be easy, but the easier path to take is with the iTunes folks, because you've got the credit card that you put on file. So it's going to be easier for you to identify yourself to Apple than it is trying to identify yourself to Hotmail.
I actually spoke with them yesterday, and they told me that the only way that I would be able to do it, because apparently I'm going to have to be simultaneously signed into both email accounts in my iTunes. And they told me that I'm going to need to be able to access that Hotmail account to be able to reset my password. Because my purchases were made under that email address.
Right, with the credit card that you would put on the new one, right?
Correct.
Yeah, what you need to do is hang up and call them again and get another technician.
Exactly. No, seriously, it's amazing what a different person will do.
Right. If you keep getting an answer you don't like from customer no service, you need to ask them to transfer you to someone that has a wooden desk.
It just amazed me that all the things they can do, they can't consolidate email addresses.
No, it's unbelievable what sometimes you can't get done. He's right, though. Keep bugging him. You'll get the right person.
I'll give it a shot. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Thank you, Dan. And the lesson learned there, and I've been guilty of it a dozen times, write down somewhere where you'll remember where you put it, whatever the password is. We all have 15 different login password things, and when you forget one, and here's the worst, you forget the answer to your own security question,
right,
and you put it in there.
Yeah.
My best friend in grade school, oh, crap, did I tell him it was Gary or Jim? Oh, shoot. And then you're really messed up. Hey, life in 2013.
Send it to yourself as an email to one of your POP3 accounts, your Yahoo Gmail, your outlook.com,
and just hold it in a file
and just let it sit out in the cloud so that someday you can go retrieve it.
There you go. You heard it. Good advice. If you'd like to get a hold of Jose Hernandez, you can do that at this email address, techquestions@ktrs.com. that's techquestions@ktrs.com. is brought to you by the folks at Oric. Wonderful stores, these Oric home care centers. I've got a great space heater I got there. We have some cleaning products there. We bought at least 4 or 5 vacuum cleaners there, and there's so many great products in there. You're going to be really pleasantly surprised. Oric, there are 7 of them. Check them out. Thank them for this segment. Give it up if you would for Jose Hernandez.
Yeah. Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. And off we go to North County, where I'm sure they're thrilled to death that after today, we're going to have some dry time for a couple of days at least. John Londoff, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Frank?
Let me check. Hang on a second.
Now, when you're checking, what are you doing right now?
I look myself over. I just quick check.
Is there a mirror there?
There's a reflective glass of this adjoining studio, and I just look up. I'm looking right now. Hang on. I'm checking myself out. Okay, I'm fine.
Do you have a hard time keeping your, taking your eyes off of yourself?
No, not at all. I have a hard time looking at myself, actually.
You looking at yourself a lot?
Nope, I don't. I do not look at myself in the bathroom, like in getting out of the shower.
Oh,
getting out of the shower.
You don't look at yourself in the bathroom.
Well, I don't want to see a mirror when I'm getting in and out of the shower. I don't want to see that.
I don't know if that's a...
You snorted.
But I just wanted.
Hey, dude.
I'm only saying this is because I know that you want to become better and better and better as a broadcaster, and you snorted on the air just
now. Yeah.
But is there something against you?
It's an FCC violation.
Yeah.
It's against FCC.
It's not.
Well, a finable offense.
I'm sorry, John. It is. I'm impressed.
What if I'm paying for the spot? Can I do whatever I want?
Hang on. Let me check. I got to read the rule on that. Hold on. Under no circumstances should a broadcaster ever snort or wheeze audibly on the air unless it is the case that the said snorter or wheezer is a paying advertiser. Well, there it is right there. No. Yes, you can. Advertisers who pay can snort. There it says it right there.
Because he's not an official broadcaster.
No, he's not. He's a card dealer.
There he is. Whoa.
Play John back what he sounded like while ago. Hang on, John. We're going to play this back. This is you while ago. We're playing it back. Hold on. Yeah, wow. There it was right there.
That was pretty loud.
It was not me at all.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
All right, I heard your story about the pumping gas. So, funny story.
Oh, my goodness.
Texas, Dallas, Texas. I'm a freshman in college in 1976, 100 years ago. 7-Eleven just came out with self-serve gas stations. This very nice lady. Now, I'm pumping gas for myself, and I can tell she's looking at this gas pump like it is a spaceship.
Yeah.
She has no clue what to do. Now, there were no instructions, I don't think, back then. And so I'm like, ma'am, can I help you? She goes, well, I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, hold on here. Wait a minute. I don't think we were aware that
Southern
you did the voice of a Southern Belle. Southern
we thought Roman. Only Kevin Slayton.
You know, back in the day, the Texans, I mean, I had a drawl, okay? I mean, a true
man. Wow. You've been hiding that.
Wow.
Hiding that talent.
Good one.
That's pretty good, eh? So,
good.
So I proceed to pump gas for her, and she goes, now, young man, where are you from? I said, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm pumping gas for the lady. She had no idea how to pump gas. I'm pumping gas. I go, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. She goes, oh, a Yankee. She called me a Yankee. Back then, I didn't know if my name was Johnny or if it was Landolf or it was Yankee, you know, because that was, I guess they were still living in the past.
No. When I was 15, we moved up here from Tennessee, and everybody that, when they found out we were moving, said, where are you moving? I said, around St. Louis. They said, oh, you're going to be a Yankee. See you, Yankee. That's what they said to us.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, well.
We were all Yankees when we were about 14, 15 years old, weren't we?
No, Dan, that's a different
thing.
We were yanking.
Oh,
Yankees.
Oh,
that's terrible.
I know. John, I'm sorry.
That's terrible. That
is terrible. I agree with you.
But, hey, a couple of AM and the PM customers. Gary Neary from Kirkwood, Missouri, drives past how many Chevrolet dealers, other dealers, to come to Johnny Landolf Chevrolet? Why? Because Gary and his family, they're AM and the PM customers.
What's his last name? Gary what?
Neary.
Gary Neary, everybody. Drove by 7 dealers at least. But stopped 70. At Landolf.
You know?
Yeah.
And he got the cruise for the 199 lease, zero down. That's right, zero down, no money down, 199 a month, sign and drive, brand new Chevy Cruise. And then a shout out to Ann and Jim Lucas. They own Bauman's Meat in Brentwood, a place that we probably spent a little bit of time there, the boys do, and I buying a lot of meat. But just bought a new cruise for their son, Will. William just graduated with my son, Sam. Congratulations. They just graduated from University of Dayton in the beautiful Dayton, Ohio. And that's where we were for the weekend. And a lot of great St. Louisans attend that school and have graduated now. And so pretty excited. I mean, a great weekend in Dayton. But going to be back in town, going to be back at the dealership and ready to make some great deals to all your great listeners.
I've never been to Dayton, Ohio. And it's an interesting town because it's where the Wright brothers live. And it's also, there's a lot of museum aeronautical history there, and I should go to Dayton sometime, I think. I think I would like some of the stuff there is to see in Dayton, Ohio. Their bike shop, I think, is still there that the Wright brothers had, the site of their old bicycle shop.
There's some great museums there with air and space and a lot of old planes. A lot of great
now, here's a little trivia for you. There was a bank in Dayton, Ohio called the Winters National Bank. I have a check framed in behind glass at my house, and it's a payroll check signed by Orville Wright to a woman, Maybelle something, who worked for him. It's a payroll check. And it's a real check from Winters National Bank. Winters National Bank was owned by the grandfather of Jonathan Winters. And
unbelievable.
And Jonathan Winters went into the store in Las Vegas where I bought that check and bought the last one they had with Orville Wright's signature on it and told the guy, I don't have one thing from my family's bank, Winners National Bank, and now I have this check. So I have something in common with the late, great Jonathan Winters.
Was he the funniest?
He was absolutely one of the funniest people I ever saw in my life.
Oh,
he was hysterical.
I just saw one of his movies, and he just would amaze just how, I mean, like Johnny Carson, I think my dad and I used to watch Johnny Carson so much together. And when Jonathan Winters came on, we would cry. We would laugh so hard.
When he died, I spent 2 hours easily on YouTube looking at old Jonathan Winters. And the funniest one that I came across was he appeared at the Dean Martin roast when they roasted Johnny Carson. But they introduced him as Elmer Suggins or somebody. Somebody who supposedly had gone to high school with Johnny Carson. And he comes out in these coveralls. And he does that voice he did, and he said, you know, John, he says, everybody don't know, I went to high school with John. He says, John, you left Nebraska, and everybody knows what you done and what became of you. He says, I've been around you a little bit tonight, and you're different now. You're not like us anymore, and I got a feeling if you ever come back, around to visit with the old friends and from school, they just beat the hell out of you. And all you could tell, everything he was doing was he was thinking it up as he was doing it. He was hilarious.
I mean, he was like the inventor of improv.
Oh, he was. And Robin Williams is not the first guy to ever come along and do what he does. Jonathan Winters did it, and it was actually, he did a bit on his TV show where he would let people in the audience hand him something, a pencil, a coat hang, whatever. And he would do a bit around it. He would stand there and do 3 minutes with a scarf or whatever. And you can't plan that. It was brilliant.
I mean, that's just a genius. He really is. Yeah. Frank, you remind me of Jonathan Winters.
Okay, this is a fat.
Oh,
this
man,
is a fat comment. No, this is a fat comment.
There it is. Wow.
No, I know what this is.
This is bound to happen.
This is weight. Wow. This is a weight thing.
Yeah.
It is not.
Yeah, it is. I remind you of him because I'm heavy.
You're way too sensitive.
Well, yes, I am. I'm very sensitive about it.
You're not.
I'm sensitive that I'm 30 pounds overweight. Okay, for
you. Have you seen the commercial about the little Pillsbury Doughboy going through the...
Saw it today.
I laughed so hard. That's pretty funny. Then they pull out the little rolling pin out of his backpack.
See what he's doing?
Now the Pillsbury
Doughboy?
He mentions
me now, the Doughboy, fat Doughboy.
Right. Yeah, man.
See, it's an ongoing thing about my weight.
Yeah. Next time you see Frank, are you going to poke him in the stomach?
Someday, John, you'll be heavy, maybe, and I'm not going to make any fun of you. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to let this go.
Nothing says loving like something from the oven.
Well, that's good.
Late. We love the AM and the PM crowd. They get just
the best.
Great treatment. The best of the best. They are the best. They really are.
That's right.
Intelligent. Extremely intelligent. Not that all of our customers are. They all are. But just the AM and the PM crowd, just a little bit sharper.
And it's okay to say that because those other people aren't listening. But let me tell you something about the other people who shop there. They're not as smart or as nice as the AM and the PM people. They're just not. And they can't be offended because they're not listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just the way it is.
They don't know what they're missing.
No, they don't.
We need to spread the word even more. Well, listen, give us a call, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Interstate I-270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit, 24/7/365 at lawnduff.com. And again, we're open late tonight, so thanks. Great talking to you all, and have a good evening.
All right, you too, John.
All right, see you, Frank.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye. Couldn't have been more obvious. You remind me a little bit. He didn't say my word.
Jonathan Winters to Pillsbury Doughboy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't make that transition unless you're trying to clearly make a point about somebody's weight. It's a good thing that I'm not the type to break down and start crying.
What's it like about all these things?
Yeah, yeah.
Jonathan Winters, Pillsbury Doughboy, Frank O'Pinion.
What do these things have in common? Frank O'Pinion, Jonathan Winters, and the Doughboy. Yeah, why don't you just go ahead and play that game? But I'm okay. I'm okay. Really. Let's just move on. I'll try to act like my feelings aren't hurt. That's what we'll do. We'll take a break. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
And And we're going to see how traffic looks right now. Airborne, here's Tim Weiland.
And ironically, as Johnny was speaking, we were circling over Johnny Londoff Chevrolet looking at eastbound 270. About the only slowdown we have here is on either side of Lindbergh, and then it opens up. Pretty good run to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. But where you do have a problem in Madison County on westbound 270, at the Canal Bridge, they do have the right lane down, and that's going to be until 7 p.m. tonight. Traffic right now going westbound is backed up to about 203, approaching 203. Downtown, eastbound 64 was slowing Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 was a pretty good run right up to the bridge. Once you get over Poplar, then you're slow from about Tudor. The overpass is at Tudor to Highway 64 and the merge there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Sonic. There's a shake-a-thon going on at Sonic. All 25 of their real ice cream shakes are half price after 8 p.m. with flavors like peanut butter fudge, chocolate cream pie, and strawberry cheesecake. That's like a marathon of flavor. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's what you missed on the Carney Show.
Mike Tyson with us.
When I first won the championship from Trevor Burbick, and when I hit him with that left hook on his temple, I thought I missed the punch because I didn't feel it. That was just amazing.
Yeah, I bet he remembers it pretty clearly as well.
I don't know. I believe he's deceased at the moment.
I'm sure it wasn't your fault.
I love you for this one.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Warning, you may experience extreme weight loss using the following product.
Attention, if you need to lose 30 pounds or more, you're qualified to participate in an absolutely risk-free trial of an extremely powerful weight loss supplement. It's called Final Trim. To participate, call now, 1-800-600-8032. Final Trim is a proven breakthrough in weight loss. Take two capsules just once a day, and you can experience maximum weight loss, pounds in days. It uses natural ingredients, making it healthy and safe. If your weight loss with Final Trim is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take one capsule a day. To guarantee participation in this trial, you must call now, 1-800-600-8032. For your participation, you'll receive a full-size supply of Final Trim to use absolutely risk-free. Again, if you need to lose 30 pounds or more by taking Final Trim just once a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-600-8032. That number again is 1-800-600-8032.
This is Jim McMillan. You know, I've been a family man for a long time, and now I want to tell you about another family that I just love, and that's the Fertilome family. Fertilome is known across the country as one of the most complete families of products that goes to work on lawns and gardens every day. Tree foods, evergreen foods, lawn foods, weed killers, insecticides, fungicide, and the list goes on and on. Chances are that when you visit your favorite nursery, one of the first names you see is Fertilome, because your nurseryman is a pro and he knows there's always a cure for your lawn or garden problem somewhere in the Fertilome family. When you buy a Fertilome product, you buy years of testing in the industry, and many of those products are not found in any other line. So why not make Fertilome a member of your family today? So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, what a great family.
There's nothing subliminal about getting hungry. Hungry. It usually hits you with the subtlety of a ton of bricks. Hungry, hungry. Now that your stomach has your full attention, you need to rectify the situation. Subliminal subs. With something made to order. Subliminal subs. From the fresh food specialists at the home of the grilled sub. Subliminal subs. Subliminal subs. I just said that subliminally. Said what? Subliminal subs. That was you? I thought it was my stomach talking. This is your stomach talking. Subliminal subs, grilled subs, and more. You know you want one. Subliminal subs are made to order by fresh food specialists. With grilled and specialty subs, fresh salads, soups, and drinks. Subliminal subs. Has locations on both sides of the river. In Illinois, you'll find Subliminal Subs in O'Fallon on Highway 50, on South Main in Waterloo, and in the Edwardsville-Troy area on Edwardsville Road off I-55, exit 18. And in Missouri, there's the newest location in the Westport Plaza, coming soon to Millstock in the Central West End. Go to subliminalsubs.com for the full menu, locations, and phone numbers. Subliminal Subs. You know you want one.
If you've settled a lawsuit, waiting for those tiny settlement checks every month is like a slow form of torture. A little bit of money comes dribbling in, but it's not nearly enough to cover your bills. So the pain of being in debt just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But now you can end the wait by getting the cash you need in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. You can get the cash you need in one lump sum. Cash you can use to pay off your credit card debt, pay your monthly mortgage payment, or pay any other bills that are piling up. So stop waiting for those tiny monthly payments from a lawsuit you settled. Find out how you can receive a lump sum payment to get the money you need. For free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. 1-800-900-9954.
If you're type 2, this means you. If you're an adult living with type 2 diabetes, you may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study of an oral investigational drug. For more information, call Patterson Medical Clinic, 314-831-5999. Volunteers may receive, at no cost, study-related doctor visits, research drug or placebo, and lab work. Medical insurance is not required to participate. To learn more, call Patterson Medical Clinic, 314-831-5999. That's 314-831-5999.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer from Lane House Construction. And I want to remind you that Lane House Construction is your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. So if it's leaking, call Lane House Construction. We're an A-rated member of the BBB, and Qualified Remodeler Magazine has ranked us as number 228 in the country for exterior remodeling. We have two locations to service the entire St. Louis metro area. Give us a call, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Valvoline Motor Oil with next-gen technology gives you all the engine protection you'd ever need in a 50% recycled oil that is designed specifically for today's hotter running engines.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, a retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's safe to say the number one and number two soft drinks sold in the this country are Coke and Pepsi. I don't know. I think Coke is first, Pepsi is second. I don't know who's third, but I read an article a couple days ago about the fourth largest selling soft drink in America. What do you think it is? Now, I don't know what, again, I don't know what third is. I would
do they
think
count energy
RC,
drinks?
RC Cola?
No, RC wouldn't be third. RC is hardly, you hardly find it.
Sprite or 7-Up?
Yeah, but number four is Mountain Dew. They didn't say what third was. They just said Mountain Dew.
Teenage boys.
Oh, I love Mountain Dew, though.
And you know what? It's just too sweet. I can't stand it. It looks like antifreeze to me.
And remember, and it's still out there, Skeet Soda?
Ski.
Yeah.
And it's made over in Illinois.
Yeah.
And it's sweeter than Mountain Dew.
Yeah, it's like pure cane sugar they use in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Mountain Dew is a real big, you know, 20-something.
Do they count energy drinks in that, I wonder?
I don't think so. They're not considered soft. This is a soft drink category. And by the way, what do they call soft drinks? What's a hard drink? I know what hard liquor is.
Right.
But we're not talking about hard liquor. We're talking about why is it a soft drink?
Yeah.
And if it is, what's a hard drink? I'd love to see how
Monster and Red Bull match up with the two big ones, though.
And how did that whole business start?
Energy drinks?
Yeah, it's just all of a sudden, boom, there's energy drinks, 5-hour energy, little bottles, big cans of 30 different kinds of energy drinks.
Aren't they just loaded with caffeine?
I guess.
I'm hooked on Monster lately. There's one that it's an Arnold Palmer, essentially. It's a tea and lemonade mix, and it's so good.
Arnold Palmer.
I got to tell you, that yesterday I was in Old Monroe, Missouri. Here's the deal. My son's wife, her family, their farm, they're country people. They live in Old Monroe. So my wife and my daughter was in town for 3 days, and my wife, my daughter, and my mother-in-law went to a baby shower. Now, the new deal with baby showers is husbands go, but they split off and go smoke cigars or bowl or whatever they do. We shot guns all afternoon. And I've said this before about country people. They are the greatest people to be around. You're going to eat well. They're great hosts. They can do anything. You look around and they made everything. I built that shed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I farmed that 20 acres and I caught these fish and I made this Roy Freese gave me some sausage and I brought some of it home. It is without a doubt the best. It's deer and pork sausage I've ever tasted in my life. It's like you're eating smoke. It's so smoky and so good. And we must have shot a couple of thousand rounds in different guns yesterday. It was a really good day in old Monroe, Missouri. Now, I've got a word that I want to lead the charge in replacing this word. The word is horny. How did that become the word? You don't have a horns. Why is that? Why not just say sexed up? I'm so sexed up. It's still two syllables. Horny, sexed up. Horny is a weird word. And I got to think about it.
Horn dog came from that then.
It doesn't make sense. What's a horn got to do with anything?
Yeah.
He's sexed up or she's sexed up. And here's a word that is the perfect word because it's dirty, but you can't label it as a dirty word because it's a combination of a dirty word and another word, and it does exactly what it should do. Shart.
Oh, yeah.
The word shart.
Yes.
And if you don't know what that is, you've never had a really bad upset stomach. It's the SH word with the F-A-R-T word combined for shart. He sharted in his pants. Mm. It's perfect. You couldn't have a better, more appropriate word. But we got to get rid of this horny thing. It just, it sounds like a unicorn or some something with a jagged spike sticking out of it or something. It's not very sexy to say. Let's go with sexed up. That's my suggestion.
Or say, I just need some.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay. Here we go. As early as in the mid-18th century, and I don't go for this word, erection.
No, I don't go for that on here. We don't use that on this station.
No. Oh. Was known as a horn or the horn simply because it looked a bit like one. James Joyce even used the term in his Ulysses. From there, any man having the horn was called horny, and this was first recorded in 1889.
I never knew this. It does kind of look like a horn.
Yeah, like a rhino horn.
Like a rhinoceros
horn. Or an antelope horn.
At least from what I can remember when I used to be able to look down and see it.
Right.
I kind of remember that it looks like a horn.
And soft drinks got their origination just because it's anything without liquor in it is considered a soft drink and a hard drink.
But milk is not a soft. Is that a soft drink? Doesn't have liquor in it.
No. I don't know.
It's Kool-Aid.
Maybe you just call it milk, but maybe it is.
It seems to me that it has to be carbonated to be a soft drink.
Category.
But name a soft drink that's not carbonated. They seem to always be carbonated.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it doesn't make any sense. All right, Bill Cleveland's coming up here in a little bit. Now, we're getting some sun. Thank goodness, tomorrow we're going to have some sun. Now, we had a couple cloudy days here. And people think, I guess the solar panels, I'm glad I don't have those. They wouldn't do me any good. Yes, they would. Because even though it's not a completely bright day, even a cloudy day with some sun, solar panels can take energy from that. And even if you had 6-7 cloudy days in a row, go pull up online, it's easy to do, the average hours of daylight, sunlight, not just daylight, sunlight in the St. Louis area over the course of a year. It's pretty impressive. We got a lot more sunlight over the course of a year than you would think in St. Louis. We rank, on a scale of 1 to 6, we're 5 on a 1 to 6, and we're in the top 10-15% around the country. Now, if you're in Seattle, you're probably not going to do solar panels, but if you're in St. Louis, it's something you may want to take a look at, and you want to call North American Solar. North American Solar knows what they're doing. They deal with a company. The solar panels they get are made in America. The installation team has a lot of experience putting up solar panels. Now, I guess the good news is we let the people in California, New Mexico, and Arizona get the kinks and the bugs out. And now in St. Louis, the St. Louis area, we have an opportunity to take advantage of the kind of rebates and tax credits that those people did have but don't have anymore. Well, now it's all new. New enough here, new enough that we still have an opportunity to get all these rebates and tax credits. North American Solar will explain all this to you, and they'll show you how when you buy solar panels, you pay, these are rough numbers, just a round approximation, about a quarter, one-fourth of what the panels actually cost. The rest is picked up by the government, by Ameren, let's say, and you pay the balance. And then there's all that money you start saving immediately on that electric bill that's about a third, maybe even a fourth of what it was before. Then there's the increased value to your house. Average home value increases about $40,000. You want to know more? Call North American Solar. 636-349-3300. Money well spent. Good investment. You don't have to be green or eco anything. I'm not. It's just about money. North-AmericanSolar.com.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Airborne with Tim Weiland.
Well, we've got a problem here on westbound 64 out in St. Charles County area. In fact, we've got two incidents. There's an accident on the ramp to Highway K that's got the right lane blocked. So we've got several emergency vehicles there, and you're backed up onto Highway 64, that outer road. And then we, a little bit further west, almost near Winghaven, we've got a tractor trailer that ran into the median. And right now, the tow truck and the police have the left lane blocked. So traffic right now on westbound 64 is slow just a little bit west of the Boone Bridge to just about Winghaven. And after that, it's a good run. If you're traveling on westbound 70, you'll find your slowdown now from about the Spencer Overpass just west of 370 through Highway 79. And this traffic report brought to you by Sonic. There's a shake-a-thon going on at Sonic. All 25 of their real ice cream shakes are half price after 8 p.m. with flavors like peanut butter fudge, chocolate cream pie, and strawberry cheesecake. That's like a marathon of flavor. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Big 550.
KTRS, St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheatless. A grim twist of irony. The